Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I'd like to share with you what I shared yesterday to my kehila in the drasha, Parshas Pinchas, Tavshin Pei Dalid, yesterday Chaf Aleph Tammuz, today Chaf Beis Tammuz. The beginning of the parsha, V'kanoyes kinosi, V'chloichilisyes b'nei Yisrael b'kinosi. Pinchas is recognized for taking the vengeance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Balaturim says, it says three times kino. He took Hashem's bekanoi es kinosi. Bekinosi. Kineged gimel aveire she'asu. Klal Yisrael, in the previous parsha, Parshas Balak, had committed three aveiras. Znus. Vayishtachavu. In Perachof Hei Pasuk Aleph, Vayochelom Liznois. And finally, Pasuk Gimel, Vayitzomed Yisrael Leval Pa'or. Vayicharaf Hashem B'Yisrael. The Pasuk Gimel, that says that Hashem got angry with Klal Yisrael, is on the words, Vayitzomed Yisrael Leval Pa'or. Klal Yisrael didn't just serve Baal Pa'or, Vayitzomed. Vayitzomed means they were connected. V'ischabar, says Unkelis. There was a chibur, there was a connection. The Ibn Ezra said, like a tzemed bokar, like a pair of oxen that are tied together and they go in unison to go plow. Vayitzomed, kitzomed psil, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. When you seal a vessel with wax, it's attached to it, it's bound to it. There's an adhesive there. It's connected. Vayitzomed Yisrael leval par. When Klal Yisrael was connected to Baal Par, when Klal Yisrael was one with Baal Par, Vayicharaf Hashem b'Yisrael. Hashem got angry at Klal Yisrael. If you think about it, Baal Par is the Avodah Zarah, the one defecates himself, goes to the bathroom in front of Baal Par. That's the Avodah. What is Baal Pa'ar? It's a lack of busha. For a person to go and do something that's done in private, which is not a proud thing one does, it's what a person has to do. Go to the bathroom. You do your thing, you go to the bathroom, it's a private thing. To go do it berabim, to go do it for the Avodah Zarah, is a lack of busha. Embarrassment, shame, inhibition, a lack of tznius. But bottom line, it's a lack of busha. There's a certain brazenness to it, which leads then to Zimri ben Salu, who takes a midyanis, goes to Moshe Rabbeinu with brazenness. Is it mutter, is it aser? And if she's aser, how could you marry your wife? And then he goes and he's mezana with her, in front of Gan's Klal Yisrael. Leinei Moshe, Leinei Kaldas B'nei Yisrael. Such a lack of busha that began with Baal Pa'or and continued with Zimri obligated Pinchas to come with an Azos to Kedusha, with a brazenness of Kedusha, to go out of his comfort zone. He's from B'nei Aroin, Raidiv Shalom, Mayiv Shalom, Brisi Shalom. He's going to get to go and go act brazenly in front of Moshe Rabbeinu to go kill him and her. Because of this azus, this lack of busha, of Baal Pa'ar, of Zimri. And that's what Pinchas came to be mesaken. And it wasn't that Klal Yisrael fell to Baal Pa'ar. It's Vayitzomed Yisrael. They were connected. They lost all of their shame. They lost all of their busha. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us there are three simonim of a Jew, of a Ben Yisrael. Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Leichasodim. They're merciful, they have shame, and they do chesed. Baishonus is a midah of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael with Vayitzomed Yisrael lost that midah of Vayicharaf Hashem B'Yisrael. And that's why Hashem gets angry at Klal Yisrael. This is your simen, this is your midah. How could you be so connected, kitzomid pasil, like a tzemed bakar, to Baal Pa'ar, which is the epitome of a lack of shame, a lack of busha. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayicharaf Hashem b'Yisrael, by Shonus, is a midah of Klal Yisrael. Rachmonim, by Shonim, and Goyim Leichasadim. I want to share with you a drasha, the Maizeda Zichroini Livracha, Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kreisworth, said 40 years ago today, Chof Beis Tamuz, Tovshin Mem Dalit. And he was speaking in the Beis Hamusser of his brother-in-law, Reb Shloimeh Volba, Zichroini Livracha. What was he talking about? He was talking about his shver, their shared shver. Reb Volba didn't want to speak because he didn't know his shver. He got married after the war. Zayda Zichroini Livracha got married before the war in September of 1940, Erev Sukkis, Tovshin Aleph. A few months later, he went to Eretz Yisrael. He knew what was coming. He had been in Poland with the Nazis and he saw it coming. And he left Eretz Yisrael. The Nazis invaded Lithuania. Summertime of Tovshin Aleph, coming to Kovna in the end of Sivan of Tovshin Aleph. Who was his shver? Rav Avram Grudzinski, Hashem Yikoyim Damai, the Teres Avram of Slabotka, the last Mashkiach in Slabotka Yeshiva, the prized Talmud of the Alter from Slabotka, who said about him, Zechelki Mikol Amali, he is my chelek, he is my portion, Mikol Amali. And we know the Alter from Slabotka produced Gedoyli Yisrael. All of our yeshivas today are a production produced by a product, was the word I was looking for, of the Alter from Slabotka. Zechelki Mikol Amali. And the Kovna Ghetto was just about 3 years, Tovshin Aleph, Tovshin Dalet. And he was there the entire 3 years, Vimechazek, the Olam. And on Chof Aleph Tammuz, as they were getting ready to liquidate the ghetto, he had been discovered in a bunker and he was beaten and he had terrible problems with his feet, arthritis, and he was put into the hospital. He didn't want to go there, but he's put into the hospital. And he asked one of his Talmidim, take me to the selection as they liquidate the ghetto. And his Talmid was like, how far are you going to make it anyways? What are they going to do to you? And he said the famous Vart from the Alter from Slabotka by Yoina. Yoina, when he said, throw me over the ship, he said, so Uni, lift me up and throw me over. Frek the Alter from Slabotka, just throw him over. Why have to lift him up? The Teretz is, if you just push someone over, he dies immediately. If you lift him up and throw him, there's another couple of seconds that he'll live. So Uni, lift me up, because every second of life is precious, said the altar. And that's what Rav Avram said, maybe I'll have a few more minutes of life. But unfortunately, it was too much pain. And he was left there in the hospital. And on Chof Beis Tammuz today, 80 years ago, Tovshin Dalet, they burnt down the entire hospital, Hashem Yikom Damai. And he was burnt along with the other Kedoshim there in Kovna, in the ghetto and in the hospital. We were zeichet to be there 5 years ago on the Chof Aleph to Chof Beis, the eve of Chof Beis Tammuz, Seya Kalmoli. My Shver Zecharin Levracha, Reb Dov, was on the phone in Lakewood as he heard us say the Kalmoli. My uncle Reb Yitzchak Grzinski, the youngest son of Reb Avram, spoke to us on the phone about his father during those years in the Amuna. It was an unbelievable experience. Hashem Yikayim Damai. So I want to share with you, 40 years ago, Rav Kreisworth came to speak about his shver. And I want to share with you what he said, pieces of what he said, and a little bit more than I said in Shul yesterday. And he spoke about what an Adam Gadol is. And he says an Adam Gadol, by definition, is someone whose godless is not only in the Beis HaMedrash. An Adam Gadol is, there's godless in everything he does. There's nothing small. Every action of his is godless. And he says, my Shver Zichroini Livracha was an Adam Gadol b'chol pratu prat mechayav. You were able to see godlusay hamufla. Not only in the Beis HaMedrash, there was no katnus. Everything was godless. I want to pause for a second that I have a shared life in Torah of our leaders on the Teres Avram. You can find it on Torah anytime. Find it on my website. And in the kuntres I gave out at my daughter's wedding a few years ago, that's one of the toldos that are in there. It's kedai to look and learn about who Rabbi Avram was. And Adam Gadol Ba'anokim. And it should be a schus for Gan's Klal Yisrael. So he says, my shver was an Adam Gadol. And my Zayd, I heard this many times from him, he was very careful of what he said in Espedim. He said he brought a Gemara in Brachas, Samach Beis. The Gemara says a person does it, Litin as Hadin, if he says too much Shevach, or by a Hesped. But he says, here, I'm going to say it because I believe it's true. And one of the things he highlights is as follows. He says, after I got married, I lived in the house a little bit. And he says, I was able, I think, to see a Kiyum of the first Ramon Shulchan Aruch, whose source is from the Mar Nebuchim. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed Hu Kla Goldo Batera Uvimalis Hatzadikim Asher Hochim Lifneli Kim Ken Yeshiva Sa'odam Utnu Oise Vasokabu Levade Bevesai Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed viewing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of a person. Because a person acts differently when he's at home alone, compared to when he's in the Beis HaMelech in front of the king. He doesn't talk the same way, he doesn't deal with his people and his family and his acquaintances. When he's in front of the king, he acts entirely different. Kol Shekein K'sheyosem Odom Alibo, he says the Ramah, the Ramelech HaGodol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Molei Chalaretz Kevoidei Oymer Allah V'roye B'maisav. If a person's able to know and recognize and live with Shevisi Hashem, and he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything. Shenemar. Im yisosar ish b'mistarim v'ani lo yirenu num Hashem. Hashem says, you're going to hide, I don't see you. Miyad yagia elav hayira. Person will have a fear. V'achnon will subjugate himself b'pachar Hashem yisbarach. U'boishtoi mimenu tamid. And there'll be a boishes, an embarrassment. How do you act that way if the Rabbeinu Shloilem is here? And he says, I think that my shver Zechariah Nelevracha lived this way. He says there was certain seriousness, a ritzinus, a kovid reish that we saw on him 24 hours a day. Why did he have this seriousness? Why was everything so measured? He says, because I believe, because he lived with Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Sovid. He saw every act, every word that he said was measured because he's in the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Uboishtoi mimenu tamid is the highest madrega. To be embarrassed to do things in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my Zayd, the Reb Chaim said, the Ramah is teaching us that the highest madrega in Busha is Mipnei Borei HaOlam. However, he says, that's a high madrega. We have to start small. The first thing, a person has to have Busha. There's a concept of busha. A person has to be embarrassed to do things. You have to have this midah. If it doesn't start small, it'll never come to Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. And he says, I'm skipping a lot of the shmuz. The Gemara tells us in Nedarim, Chaf Amid Aleph, Habusha Mevioli Deyiras Chet. Person has busha, brings him to Yiras Chet. Mikan Omru Simin Yofi Badam Shu Baishan Acherim Oyrim Kol Odom HaMizbayish Leibimheira Hu Chayte. Person has busha from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he doesn't sin quickly. And he says, I'm not referring to the busha of the Ramah of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. I'm referring to regular busha. And he said, as we said before, Klal Yisrael has three simonim. Rachmonim Baishonim Goyim Lichasodim. Rachmonim Baruch Hashem, we still see and we excel in. Goyim Lichasodim, he said, we still excel in. But Baishonus, Baishonus, he says, that's something that unfortunately has been lost. He was talking 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Why has Baishonus been lost? Because we've affected by the world around us. They also have lost their busha. Again, 40 years ago. What would he say today in the busha of the world? Things that would be embarrassed to think about 40 years ago. Our kids, they just talk about it because this is the world we live in. This is the world we live in. Things 10 years ago, we would blush if we had to talk about it. Today, it is what it is. There's a lack of busha in the world, and it affects Klal Yisrael. And we also lose our lack of busha. Lose our busha. But that's our midah. We can't let go of the midah of busha. We have to work on the midah of busha. And he brings a Meiridik Taisvis and Chulin to explain what it means, even a little bit of busha. The Gemara tells us about Reb Pinchas ben Yair. Reb Pinchas ben Yair never used to eat by anyone. He traveled a lot. He would never eat in someone's house. And he was going to Pidyon Shvuim, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Chulin Zayin Amid Beis, heard that he was coming. And he said, maybe you'll come and you'll eat by my house. And Reb Pinchas ben Yair said, yes. Tzoavu Ponov Sherebi, Rebbe's face was shining. And Reb Pinchas ben Yair said to him, I'll explain myself. Do you think I'm a mudur hanoh me Yisrael, that I have made a neder not to get benefit from Yidin, that's why I don't eat by people's houses? No, no, no. Yisrael kedoshim, Amy said. Klal Yisrael are kedoshim. And there's different types of people in Klal Yisrael. Yesh roitzev ein lai. There are some people who will invite me because they want to give me food, but they pasha don't have enough. So I don't want to take from them. But there are some people who have plenty of food. But they don't really want to give me. They invited me. Okay, they invited me, but it's begrudgingly. They don't want to. And therefore, I don't want to get hana from that person either. But you, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, roitze v'yesh lach. You want, and you're also very wealthy, you have plenty of food. Fractais v'sakasha. Yisrael kedoshim heim, Reb Pinchas ben Yair said. Why are they kedoshim? The person who doesn't have any food and he wants to give to Reb Pinchas ben Yair, that I understand he's a kaddish. But fractais v's, the guy who has enough food and doesn't want to give to Reb Pinchas ben Yair, he doesn't want to do it. So why is he doing it? Because he has no choice. He's a kaddish. He's called Yisrael Kedoshim. Listen to Taisvis. V'afilu hachi ikri Kedoshim. Even though he doesn't want to give it, he's called a Kadosh. Shemezamen es chaveiro lechol etzloi. He does invite his friend, even though he doesn't want to. Mipnei haboishes. Because he is embarrassed. He's embarrassed to invite him. I'm sorry, he's embarrassed not to invite him. He has food, he has the ability to feed him. He doesn't want to. But yet, out of embarrassment, he invites him anyways. Zoktoisus vafiluhachi ikri kedoshim. He's called a kadosh because he still has the midah of busha. He has the midah of busha. Shelhoi lishma, he doesn't want to do it. Achnatzas arkim. The baishas is forcing him to do it. But calls man, he has baishas, there's still hope. He's still a yid. He's not just a yid, he's kedoshim heim Yisrael. Because he has that little bit of busha. And that little bit of busha will hopefully grow into greater busha, until he gets to Shivisi Hashem, the Negdi Summit. Dover Naira, said Rev Kreisworth. You see what busha is. A drop of busha. V'afilu hachi ikri kedoshim. Klal Yisrael are still considered kedoshim. That's who we are as a Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Kuf yutes amabeiz omar ulo loichorva Yerushalayim ela bipnei sheloi hoyolem boishes ponim zem izeh. Yerushalayim was not nechrav. Only because they didn't have boishes ponim zemizeh, they weren't embarrassed. Shenemar yivishu ki toheva asu. They did disgusting things, gam boish lo yevoishu, and they also weren't embarrassed of it. The Mikdash Rishon was destroyed for the three cardinal averis. We're in the 3 weeks now. Avodah Zarah, Gilah Arayis, Shvichas Damim. But a Yid doesn't wake up one day and serve Avodah Zarah, do Gilui Arayos and Shvichas Damim. Where's the Shayrish of it? Zok the Gemara, the Shayrish is because they were lacking Busha from each other. They were lacking the Midah of Busha. And if you don't have the Midah of Busha, and if it's Vayitzam and Yisrael of Al-Pa'ar is lacking the Midah of Busha, so then it's lost the simen of Klal Yisrael. It's lost the simen of Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. And that ends up by Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. Vayicharaf Hashem Yisrael. It comes to a Churban Beis HaMikdash, a Churban Yerushalayim. Why? Because we lost that midah, that simen of Busha that makes Klal Yisrael Kedoshim. Even the smallest amount of Busha, we're still holding on to being who we are as a Klal Yisrael. These were the words, the Jerusha that Rav Kreisrith gave. And he said, Ishver, Rav Avram, Ishver, Rav Avram. He was on the level of Shevisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, a level that the Ramah is telling us is Mailus HaTzadikim, Klal Gadol Batayra, the first Ramah in Arachayim, what a person is supposed to aspire to. To boishes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But it starts off with the boishes that we have from each other. The regular boishes a person's supposed to have that keeps us kedoshim. So as we focus on a Parshas Pinchas, a Parshas Balak, and as we focus on a Bein HaMitzarim, where we're looking at Churban Yerushalayim, let's think about boishes. Let's think about the lack of busha in the world. Let's think about how we are lacking in boishes, how our children are lacking in boishes. I don't have to give examples. With social media today, people post things. How are they not embarrassed to post some of these things? How do you not have the busha to post it? And you go to the next generation, I'll give you an example. I'm embarrassed to say this. But I see that people take pictures of themselves. I didn't say this in shul yesterday. And they pucker up their lips like they're giving a kiss or something. I don't know what it means. I'll be honest with you, I googled it. It's a machlokes hadeis in Google, exactly what it means. To me, it looks prust. It looks like you're kissing somebody, you're trying to do something. It looks prust to me. How are you not embarrassed to post such a thing? How is a person not embarrassed to post such a thing? I don't get it. But when you have adults doing that, what do you think the next generation? They don't even chap what it means. How do you expect a 13-year-old girl to understand what that means? Every guy does it, every shiksa does it, every frum ladies do it, frum people do it. They don't even understand. So of course, busha has now gone down. Because you can only embarrass of something if you understand that it's not a proper thing. You understand that it's something that remains private. You want to kiss somebody, you kiss somebody in private. You don't do a barabim. That's not what you do. But if you don't even understand that, you can't even have busha. So as it goes down, down, and down, slowly lose our busha. People wouldn't walk out of their homes at one time dressed a certain way. And now a person can walk into shul dressed that way. People walk into shul wearing their shower shoes. They have a fancy name for them, slides. Their shower shoes. How are you not embarrassed? Person has a problem with their feet. New. You know what it started with? It started with Crocs. Crocs. It was like a slipper shoe type of thing. So now you don't have to longer wear shoes. They become accepted to go out. And if they're black, you can wear them in shul. I'm not telling you a person has foot problems. All of a sudden, now it's not Crocs anymore. Now it's slippers, now it's slides. It's a generation. Our generation, our children. They don't even know what to be embarrassed about. But it's a midah of Klal Yisrael. It's a simen of Klal Yisrael. And it's something that needs work and needs to be developed. And slowly but surely a person develops a midas habusha. Busha brings tanivos. Busha is snios. It's something to talk about. Embarrassment. Shame. Person walks outside, undressed. It should be embarrassed. L'chayra, everybody understands that. I don't know about the Goyim, they don't understand that. I hope by the Yidden we understand that. But slowly but surely, it gets eroded away. We have to bring back the Midas Habusha. We have to work on it. Because this is who we are as a Klal Yisrael. Chas v'sholom v'yitzom mid Yisrael leval par. Chas v'sholom l'chol v'yishalayim. Because they weren't boishim ze mizeh. They weren't embarrassed from each other. Busha is the key to Klal Yisrael. Is the simen of who we are as Klal Yisrael. Rachmanim goyim l'chasodim baruch Hashem we excel in. By shonus is what we need to work on. And we need to be cognizant of it. And think about it. And talk about it. And learn about it. Learn our chesadikim. Learn about busha. Teach our children about it. Teach ourselves about it. And eventually, with every midah, as it develops, it becomes a boishes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should be zeicha to be able to work on this midah. And if we're able to work on this midah, hopefully that's part of Binyan Yerushalayim. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha that today on the 80th Yahrzeit of Mireinu Rav, Rav Avram, Ben Harav, Rav Yitzchok, Hashem Yikoyim Damoy, together with all the Kedoshim, it should be Melitza Yosher should be a schusim for Klal Yisrael. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha to be boina churvis Yerushalayim, that this Tisha B'Av should be a Tisha B'Av, as they say, afleishig a Tisha B'Av, a Tisha B'Av that's a yontif, a Tisha B'Av of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, b'mehera v'yameinu amen. Kol tov, everyone.